right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
Sounds like half of his mouth broke.
Yeah. I don't know if Pete knows this, but yeah. So yeah, Pete.
I heard about it. It's just Aaron.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the medical coverage. I was wondering if Porkfest had anything to do with his unfortunate. Do you have any idea? Was he chomping on anything suspicious during Porkfest?
Not that I noticed. I mean, he was having a good time. He was always in a very good mood. He was very friendly. I think everybody liked Aaron.
That's good to hear.
Do you feel like Aaron sometimes is like a nephew, and like you gotta be like, all right, I gotta take the kid around to like, you know, show him off. And God, he's like, he's got some diagnosed issues, so he's got temper tantrums and he uses the n-word a lot, but hopefully he'll behave himself. And then you take him around to the company meetings. Oh, he was so well behaved.
It's everybody, yeah, patting him on the head.
It's 100% the manifestation of sociopathy.
It's more like this. It's more like, all right, Aaron, I'm going to introduce you to somebody right now. Aaron, I want to introduce you to Lynn Albrecht. Please don't say
Yeah, you do. You do. I do remember that when we were getting Aaron on for the show initially, like the first conversation we had was, do you want to do a show? And he was like, yeah. And then the second was, can you do it without using the N-word? And he was like... you can,
and we
it,
just
right?
And we folded like a cheap suit. We were like, all right, fine.
Hey, I don't know. I'm going through the job interview process recently, and like one of the weird things is like you have to remember when you're in the process, they want to hire you, so you have to be impressive, but like they got to impress you too. I don't know what Aaron did to get us to hire him because he didn't have a
burn our studio down.
With anything special, he came in like, yeah, I'm supposed to be on this show. And we were like, I guess
you are. Yeah, here you are.
Yeah, he took over. And then he took over. I keep phasing in and out of existence. The live video listeners, we're going to get that up for the Patreon at some point. We'll start doing some live videos because I've been doing a lot. I keep phasing in and out of reality in... my Gaddafi image. There's a picture of Gaddafi. You can see it, Carr, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't see it, but it's probably easy to find. If you search Gaddafi swag, which is what I searched on DuckDuckGo, Gaddafi swag, it's like the fifth image. It's Gaddafi wearing all gold, and he's in the back, and as you can see, there's a man with a cane, obviously, to his to his side. And I feel like it's very white boy summer to have this much drip. And that's how we're going to intro the beginning of the show, is that we have a lot of drip today. God. Today's a drip day.
He looks like such a boss right there, I swear.
Do you see that?
Come on. Let's look at Gaddafi. Take a look at Gaddafi. Look at the hair. Yes. Tell me the guy's not Jewish. Tell me he's not Jewish.
He looks like he belongs in like a Chappelle show skit in this. like... some kind of mix between like Charlie Murphy and Paul Mooney or something.
He really does look unreal.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's just too much for real.
He's an unreal looking person. Unreal looking. Unreal.
I love that. I love that he's, I love his stoic face too.
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
It's like, it would be easy to be smiling when you're wearing all gold and goofy ass sunglasses that make you look totally rad, but he's just like, nah, man, this is just...
Let me phase out of existence one more time. Just look at the image. And nobody in that image is smiling. Nobody. Nobody in the image is smiling. I don't know how you couldn't be smiling. Anyway.
God, I'd be grinning ear to ear. Yeah.
Boggles my mind. On this program, we don't talk about the news. We talk to one another, and we use the news as a way to speak to one another. That has to be something I want just to be said on the outright, because I was getting some hate mail, Cork Campit, the other day.
Really? About how you getting hate mail?
About
that's
the news. I know, weird, right? How we talk about the news, but it's always late. We always talk, so it's not really news. And my reply was, because we don't talk about the news, we talk to one another using the news. And that's, I don't know what we're going to brand the show as, but that's our next, when we start failing miserably, we just go.
Yeah, yeah, when we pivot out of another failure,
we just talk.
We're not about the news, we're just talking to each other. Also news.
Spit one more Aaron thing before we like do some talking about some news. This is what Aaron tweeted on the 30th of June. I'll have you note the 30th of June was a week ago. Okay, so he's speaking about this today. I predict next Wednesday will be a void of nothingness.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true or not. We'll find out. Obviously, this show is live on Wednesday, but we can't exactly like Google new news. So we'll find out, Carr, whether or not today is a void of nothingness. We'll figure that out.
Sure.
And that's really all that I got as far as Aaron goes. So a bit of concern on my part. Audacity is spyware. Did you see this?
No, I didn't. Is it?
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw this, Pete? Did you use Audacity? Were you an Audacity user?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
How do you feel about this? Did you check
what
out?
Spyware? What isn't spyware nowadays? I mean, what isn't?
Fair enough.
I'm supposed to worry about this. Hey,
well,
they read all our emails. They read. I mean, it's like, what the fuck? I mean, really, seriously.
The weirdest thing is to me. Shout out to William Knight, TikToker, a magician. One of his famous statements was, if something is free, you are the product. I feel like a lot of people are getting really down on Audacity because the spyware in the privacy policy is about basically them selling your info to marketing agencies, which, like you just said, Pete, is not so okay. What else is new? And then the kicker... Yeah. The thing that people aren't nearly as upset about, in my mind, although maybe they shouldn't be, is that data, this is the quote, data necessary for law enforcement, litigation, and authorities' requests, if any, is part of where they're giving the information up to in the privacy policy. Now, people got really mad at the whole thing, and so they came out, like, yesterday, and they said, fine, we'll revise the privacy policy, we'll make it so that we won't sell your data... Whatever the fuck that means. And we'll make it so that we won't just give your info up to law enforcement. They have to get a court order, which is what they have to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Audacity. All you got to do, is go on Softonic and go and download Audacity 2.4 or 2.7 or whatever.
Yeah, because this is only for Audacity 3.0, right?
Yeah, just to go back, guys. Don't freak out about it. It's a fucking privacy.
I'm reading through this. This looks not really newsworthy, in my opinion.
It's not shocking. No, actually, that's why I wanted to bring it up is because we have a lot of podcasters who listen to our podcast. It's actually not newsworthy. It's not really that different. They just got caught in the storm of, oh, wait, you're selling my data? Like this weird, Carr, you've noticed this, I'm sure, this weird perpetual people being offended by their data being sold thing, but they inevitably keep using the products that are selling their data, and they just keep downloading new products where the privacy policy from the get-go says we're going to sell the shit out of your data, and then that's not a problem. It's only when old products that are free are trying to now, well, fuck, we can't make any money because our product's been free for 2 decades. Now we got to sell your data. It's a weird one.
And I believe Audacity is all open source, so they could just fork the code and
they did
take
a billion times. Okay. There's a thing called Dark Audacity, I'm pretty sure, that did that already.
Yeah, they forked
it a billion times. Yeah, it was a really weird one. I agree, not particularly noteworthy. but noteworthy in the sense that it's a really, like, what is the word? Nothing burger. We like that one.
Mm-hmm. We like that one. Love that one.
Pete, let me ask you. I sent you 4 different vaccines in the mail for you to, you know, test, try out, you know, at your leisure. Did you happen to use any of them? Did you like the quality of them?
The one that I used, I ended up calling the doctor because something happened to me that lasted for 8 hours.
Okay. Oh God. Oh, okay.
I don't know what that vaccine was, but it wasn't very, it wasn't helpful at the time.
Okay. I understand.
Is that the one it was? Okay.
It might've been the purple one. Yeah. Yeah. The Pfizer
on behalf of Timeline Earth, you're welcome.
Yeah. You're welcome for that one. But here's the thing. If you're afraid, now this doesn't even apply to you, but if you were afraid of catching COVID, it has been, which of course, well, maybe we should, I should have sent this package to you about 2 weeks ago, but anyway, you get this. Here's the thing. Bloomberg is reporting how different vaccine shots are becoming a strategy to help end the pandemic. People are getting multiple shots, boys. Who innovated first? Who said it first?
TLE, Bird.
TLE said it first. TLE said it first. Wow. So here's the deal, right? You get your AstraZeneca PLC vaccine, and then you go and get your BioNTech Pfizer mRNA. That's what they're recommending. Like, you remember... shots before liquor or whatever, beer before liquor, whatever that old set.
Yeah.
Just do the Pfizer.
You
got to
do
after.
It in the right. Yeah, yeah. You want to save the mRNA stuff
the other
for
way,
last.
Just, the other way, whatever happens is just what happened to Pete. All the blood just goes to one spot and doesn't move the vaccine around or anything like that. Yeah,
it's enjoyable. At least I had like something to concentrate on for 8 hours.
That's true. That's true. Well, so they are saying, what do you think, Carr? We've been covering the frustrations of the vaccine and viral coverage the entire time. What do you think about multiple vaccinations now?
I don't know, man. I tell you what, it's starting to, it's almost like that horseshoe theory where it's so ridiculous that now it's starting to make sense to me. Now I feel like I'm in. I'm totally in. I'm bought in.
I thought about this the other day. Are we just scientists?
Yeah, you know I think I mean? So. Like, I think this is the other horse. This is the horseshoe theory they don't want you talking about is when bro science circles back around to PhD classroom science. And pretty sure that we have completed that loop. That's our job here is to straighten out the line, is to get everything on the same linear path. And bro science is now science.
It took Oxford
bro science is back, baby.
Oxford University mixing Moderna and Pfizer.
Yeah.
Is it the same? Aren't they the same technology?
I don't know. I guess.
Why
I guess
don't you
not.
Just mix 2 Pfizer shots at one time. That doesn't work. You have to mix the 2 different. And then do you mix are the first and second dosages the same or different? And then if you're getting 2 different ones, do you have to get the second dosage of the 2 second ones after and at the same time in the same week?
I think you're getting hung up on the wrong stuff, Bert. I think we should actually be stepping into our next prediction, our next scientific declaration. So I don't know what that is, but okay, what is it? Where are we going?
It's a great novel by Richard Matheson called I Am Legend. And that seems to be where we're headed.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the cops are already shooting our dogs for us. You might be closer to the truth than you think. Here's what I think. Here's what I really think. It took Oxford weeks after we jokingly suggested to double up. And do you know why I made that joke, Cor? Because the joke about the masks was, why don't you just wear 2? It'll be more effective. Which is just a recycled joke about condoms. Why don't you just wear 2? It'll be more effective.
Sure. Again, back to the bro science.
Bro science. Yeah, and bro science seems to the answer. Like the if science, like institutional
science
is about
TM.
Maximizing profit, which it is, then bro science is about maximizing results. obviously.
Okay.
Results, obviously.
It's results driven.
So what is the bro science approach to anything? Just do twice as much.
Just do two.
I don't know. Just double it. Just see what happens. So then
throw another one on there.
Is, what's the next fucking thing that's going to happen?
What are we doubling?
Yeah, what are we doubling? Oh, I have an idea.
Okay.
there's a well, maybe one way, and maybe chemically, yeah. There's a new COVID variant, fellas. I don't know if you've heard about this. This is brand new. This is today. Okay.
What is it?
There's a COVID variant called Lambda, which is a Greek letter. As far as I remember, Lambda was the autistic kid who shot up that school that Alex Jones said didn't. And then he was like, no, I was kidding. I don't remember. All I know is Lambda.
That's Lanza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. I didn't know where Bird was going. What was that with that one?
Adam,
but yeah,
I think that's Lanza with three parentheses.
Right. Lanza. All right, so wait, are you saying it's the Lanza variant? No, it's Lambda, but his name was Lambda. Okay, now I understand. I didn't actually look it up, I just remembered. Lambda, here's what we know about the new coronavirus. New coronavirus just dropped. Lambda. Cor, can you do me a favor and search up Lambda? It's like like a baby sheep. A baby sheep, and then duh, Lambda. What letter is that, and what does it correspond to?
Well, isn't it pi?
There you go. Pete, are you making a pie over there? What's going on?
Or no, it's not pie. It's a... What is it?
Get him some water. Leave me alone.
Can't. He's thirsty. Yeah. So anyway, the Lambda.
Oh no! It's like for wavelength. That's right.
Oh boy, they're moving away from the linear format now. This is ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, Lambda. There's a designation. Listen to this. This is what we found so far. There's an alpha, a beta, a gamma, a delta, and now a lambda. A lambda. That's how many coronaviruses are out there. Lambda has accounted for 1 in 200 cases of all coronavirus cases in Peru.
Okay. That's such a... that's a great stat, man.
And then, so keep that stat
comma in Peru is just a great way to end any statistic.
Keep that stat in mind, what I just said. There's out of 1 in every 200 coronavirus cases in 2020 in December in Peru, 1 in 200 were Lambda. Here's the next stat. 31 countries now have data about Lambda.
Lambda data? The Lambda data is pouring in.
I want everybody to understand that basically 6 months ago, Lambda,
yeah,
was 1 in 200 in Peru in 1 month.
Yeah.
In one of the worst months for the COVID reporting.
Yeah. And for everybody that's not watching the video, there was air quotes around the COVID reporting.
There was air quotes around the whole thing. There was especially air quotes around the COVID reporting. Anyway, I don't even know where to go with it. Listen to this. One preprint scientific paper by researchers in Chile suggests that Lambda can better escape the neutralizing antibodies caused by CoronaVac vaccine. CoronaVac is just one of the vaccines that they use. It's another one. Maybe we got to get a dose of that, too. Yeah, Lambda. Probably. Lambda. Well, they're fucking with you guys. Have you not heard
it? It sounds like a...
Hello? Amen. What is a lamb? It's a baby sheep. Duh. Duh. Jesus.
Matt Lambda.
That's my I'm going down with the ship moment is a lamb is a baby sheep. Duh. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. In other news of animals, shout out to Big Jake, who was the world's tallest horse, who died in Wisconsin at the age of 20. Did you hear this story, Carr?
No, I didn't, but it sounds pretty amazing.
This is the real news. This is what people need to know about. A 20-year-old Belgian named Big Jake, he died from a farm. He was 6'10", standing on four legs. He was 6'10".
God bless.
And he weighed 2 tons. He weighed 2 tons. 2 tons, that's a big horse. He was nicknamed the Superstar, and he was nicknamed a truly magnificent animal. Not really a nickname, guys, but whatever the case might be. Shout out to Big Jake. I figured I would get Big Jake out of the way because people were talking about that. That's part of the news for you, Carr. Lambda, giant horses, a lot of animal-related news. Pete, how's your news been? How's things with you?
Well, I mean, something just came across the wire not 45 minutes ago that affects you there, Birdo.
Oh, apparently, great. What is that?
Apparently, Cuomo says, we're in a new epidemic. Cuomo issues first in-nation disaster emergency on gun violence in New York.
Oh, yes, that's right. Hey, do you want to hear some good news, Pete?
Yeah.
This isn't going to be my problem in about 6 to 8 months.
Hey.
Nice. Yeah,
birds escape from New York.
I have the plan. The plan is ready to go. So whatever
I hope they build some walls and just lock you in there, man. That would be so funny. That'd be great for the show.
Oh, I will appeal to like
you're going to be like a typical New Yorker retiring to Florida.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be appealing to my emperor, Ron DeSantis, to allow me to leave New York when the time comes for that. Anyway, what kind of horse shit is this? There's no guns in the city anyway. Where is the epidemic?
Comes less than 2 weeks after New York's disaster emergency on COVID-19 expired, and Cuomo pressed the case that gun violence is on par with the pandemic and must also be treated as a public health crisis.
If you can beat COVID, you can beat gun violence.
Statistically, gun violence is definitely worse than the pandemic, right? That statistically is absolute. No?
Well, not in terms of deaths, though.
Really?
Are you counting war or just civilian to civilian?
I was talking about civilian to civilian. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, what is it, Pete? Like, rifles.
You want to give me the month on month? The month on month of that?
Well, here's the numbers he used. 51 people were shot across 51 people were shot across the state over July 4th weekend, including 26 people in New York City alone, according to police data. In contrast, Cuomo said 13 New Yorkers died from COVID-19 in that same time frame. Notice how he says that 51 people were shot across the state, but he doesn't say how many died.
Yeah.
So it's like, but then he talks about how 13 people died from COVID in the same time frame. From a bird's eye view, shootings are up by 38% in the city in the first 6 months of 2021. Geez, I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that, like, you drove all the money out of the city, which leaves all of the degenerates in the city, and then the police are told to stand down and let them do whatever they want. I'm out of line.
Yeah. I mean, so I just looked it up. There's about 40,000 gun deaths in 2017. I think that's the most recent year they have actual law.
In the country? These are countrywide statistics?
That's countrywide, but it also includes suicide.
How much suicide was from the coronavirus pandemic?
Right. Yeah, that's the other question. Yeah, but, I mean, I think once you whittle out some of the more, inconvenient data for them, you're looking at something that's pretty minor, especially if you were to eliminate like three cities. If you eliminate LA, Chicago,
I'm already on the it's like the ironically it's not even real thing. So it's
no, it's
any,
yeah, it's pretty
any
fake.
Number I, yeah, any number that I hear, I'm gonna go, really? COVID's worse? any number, I'm gonna, really? Are you sure about that? What about flus? All right, well.
Oh, here's a good one. I love this one. We're losing young people. We're losing them tragically, and we're losing them needlessly. Especially those of Black and Hispanic descent are statistically more likely to be shot than white residents. Can we take a guess as to why that might be? Or do we want
to? I could take 10 accurate guesses as to why that might be. I don't know. I don't really know. Probably Nixon flooding the neighborhoods with guns probably would be a good one. We could start with that.
Or the fact that that's where all the violence happens. In those neighborhoods. I don't know, you know. Maybe I'm just being... All right, I'll be Aaron for this episode.
It's we need a break. We need a break, Pete. He's not off. He's not off getting his teeth fixed. We've made him come up with that so that we could just have a break. Get away from Aaron for a while.
It's significantly more difficult to edit an episode that Aaron is on when it's on Google Meet and it's three tracks mixed into one instead of Zencaster's separate three tracks. It's a lot harder to mix when all the tracks are already mixed and he can slip one in the background while I'm talking. That's his strategy. That's what he tries to do. It's
pathetic. It's terrible.
It's pathetic.
Speaking of that guy, what's going on with him lately? He's like rallying the troops again.
He's
Donald
re-emerging.
Trump.
He's re-emerging. Yeah, he's come out of his cocoon. Maybe he went into his cocoon to become a butterfly. He was once a caterpillar, and then he had to go away for a while, and now he's going to come out a beautiful monarch butterfly.
Question, Pete, is Donald Trump still the president?
Wait, is this a Q-related question?
It's a Q-related question.
Oh!
Well, he'll always be my president.
There you go. But, very good. Very good.
But, yeah, that's I forget what I was listening to this morning, and they were talking about the fact that there are people who literally believe that, like, Joe Biden is, like, they were saying that, Joe Biden's actually on house arrest and he's acting as the president, and that Tom Hanks is in Guantanamo Bay right now. Yeah. Oh, it was Alex Jones on Michael Malice's show. Yeah. They were talking about how there are people who believe that, like, Tom Hanks is in Guantanamo Bay now. And I mean, these people more than anyone.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Yeah.
You don't know about this?
Yeah, go ahead.
But no, sorry. I zoned out for a second, and then I heard Tom Hanks Guantanamo Bay.
Oh yeah.
Why?
They believe that, like, Tom Hanks is in Guantanamo Bay because he's a pedophile. And that
that's what they do with pedophiles.
Yeah.
Send him to the Guantanamo Bay.
Really optimistic. It's an optimistic
I wish.
Thing, isn't it?
I wish. Yeah. God. Like, we'd be living in a better world, my friend, but no, that's not what they do. They give them jobs as producers in Hollywood. Sorry, man. I wish.
What if Guantanamo Bay was just an island for fucking kids? Like, it was just a whole area for fucking kids, and we've been told it's something else this whole time.
That's really where Jeffrey Epstein used to live, and now has gone back
to
living.
That's where he is now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's where Cuba is, because Guantanamo Bay is on Cuba.
No, it's probably somewhere slightly off in the middle of the ocean, some little island with a Neptune monument on it somewhere. we're gonna
strangely
take him to
painted,
Guantanamo.
Strangely painted in the colors of Israel.
Hey, yeah, right. What was his name who just died? Donald Rumsfeld. Yeah, everybody was like, "I wish he would have died in Guantanamo Bay." Mm-hmm. He does too. Unbelievable, man. Shit. Now, in slightly other news. Carr, once again, we've been proven to be tastemakers, and the reason for that is we did an episode where you had time to speak about a surfing legend of yours.
Yes, Greg Noll.
And what would you wonder, on July 4th, Mark Zuckerberg posts a video of himself on Instagram wakeboarding while holding an American flag and listening to John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads. Did you see this?
Yeah, I sure did.
Did you see that?
I filed this one under just and just moved on.
Search up, Pete. Search up Mark Zuckerberg wakeboarding. It is spectacular. Carr,
does he have a flag?
He sure does. He has a flag out. Yeah, out.
It's encouraging to see that
it's an American flag and not a Communist Party of China flag, at least.
Well, you know what he's thinking as he's doing this, right?
What is he thinking?
This is what the humans do. This is absolutely normal behavior.
Yeah.
What if he's just trying to make the world weird again or something like that? I hope I don't fall into the water. Activate balancing mechanisms.
What a
Carl,
trip,
give me
man.
Your full
what
take.
Weird, dude.
Give me your
I
full
mean,
take.
You know, it's
he's
just
surfing.
A,
it's what? Your, it's your, I, you got to go. You got to go with it. Look at the whole thing. Look at it.
Listen, I mean, I appreciate, you know, the surfing aspect of it. I even appreciate flag waving on a surfboard just because it's kind of badass. But Mark Zuckerberg, I don't know. I don't know if I can get on board with that. I think
out of 10. Out of 10.
I'm going to give I got to go down into the twos or threes for this one.
Wow. So
yeah,
the guy does something specifically tailored to shill towards you.
I think the reason is because I don't want him in my communities. I don't want him in my circles. That's what's so upsetting about
what
it.
But look how badass this is. This is badass.
Well, it's badass because of the surfing, not because of Mark Zuckerberg.
Wow. Right? You're being real stubborn here. I'm sure Mark is not going to be happy. He tried to do this to win you over. He tried to be like, look, I can hang. I can hang.
Can't hang. Can't hang.
He's like a synth. He really is like a synth.
How tall is he?
Look it up. Let's find out. I'm going to go 5'8". What do you think, Pete?
5'7".
God, that's short, really?
He can't be more than 6'.
5'7". Wow.
5'7". He's only an inch taller than me. Interesting.
Well, do you remember the time that he was testifying before Congress and he was on a booster seat?
No, I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. I totally forgot about that.
He was on a booster seat. Damn. Yeah. Does that mean I would need a booster seat? So you mean to tell me, like, Janet Yellen's little ass and, like, all those little freakish goblins who work for them don't have to sit on booster seats, but he does?
That may have been more for show than anything. Like, hey, Mark, sit your ass down on this booster seat and let's get a good picture of you.
Man, if I was in government, I would 100% do shit like that to people who had to like slave up to my seat and sit down in there. Be like, no, hold on. Give him a booster seat. I tell to the bailiff or whoever it is overlooking the situation. Yeah, hold on. Get comfortable, Mark. Give him a booster seat. When it sits down, it's one of those old booster seats with a slice in the side of it that goes when he sits down. And everybody laughs at him. Man.
Have you ever gone on a Google satellite view of Guantanamo Bay?
No. What's going on there? You see that?
Oh, there's
there?
A McDonald's there.
No.
Subway?
What are you talking about? Well, that's the one where Jared works.
Yeah.
Jared and the guy who is fucking everybody's wives are both eating.
That's where they go to retire. That's their retirement gig. Is making sandwiches at the Guantanamo Subway.
Unbelievable, dude. They're playing games with us. That's all they do is joke. That's all they do.
Gourmet Bean Express. I hope that's a coffee shop. If it's not,
Gourmet Bean Express.
Yeah.
What is this? That's freakish. So the guys working there, they can go and get their Gourmet Bean Express and their fucking McDonald's Hamwich, and then they can go back to tasing people under the armpits and sodomizing. It's freaky.
Big Jake.
Rip to Big Jake. Don't say things like that about Big Jake.
Sorry, Big Jake.
I really hope Lambda doesn't make its way into Guantanamo Bay. That would be another.
Man, who knows? Yeah, Lambda's, Lambda's a sneaky little bitch. Yeah.
That is true. There's something else that I had, and this is really all the news that I was able to collect, fellas. The CDC tweeted recently. This was on the 1st of July. Okay, we've been sitting on this. Don't swim or let your kids swim if sick with diarrhea. One person with diarrhea can contaminate the entire pool. Learn more ways to keep you and those you care about healthy.
Man.
So here's the crazy thing. Is it a public pool? Don't know why. Going to one. And as I'm shuffling in past the chain link fence that allows me to get into the place, I see like everybody standing around. And I'm looking around, I'm going, what could possibly be going on here? And I look over at somebody and I go, what's up? Why can't we get in the pool? And he was like, somebody took a shit in the pool. And I was like, okay, how'd you find that out? And he was like, I don't know. I heard someone else tell me. So I shuffled in a little more because I'm trying to figure out who actually says that they shit in the pool. Nobody. Nobody would ever say that. That means a turd was floating. So I wanted to go and look to see. And there was no turd in the pool. Right? And even worse, there was a woman, a young lady, sitting at the stairwell to get into the pool in the water.
Okay.
And she was taking photos on Instagram with her man, who was like the cameraman. And this woman is taking shit water photos on Instagram while there was a shit in the water. And there was a shit in the water because there was like 10 or other people who I was like, is there shit in the water? And they were like, yeah, somebody shit in the water. Someone shit in the water. And she's taking shit water photographs. So the grind doesn't stop. So the CDC.
Was she? Okay.
No, go ahead. Was she, please?
I'll no, was she? Was she? Was she hashtagging appropriately? I mean, was she notifying her followers of the state of the water?
The great thing, she was a good-looking lady, so I'm sure she was getting the attention that would be necessary to then put a statement like that out. Hey, don't.
So she's really just sounding the alarm. She's helping spread the word that the pool's contaminated. Don't come out to the pool.
Don't be like me. There's
she's a good Samaritan.
That's a weird selfie.
Yeah.
It's a weird selfie, right? And the crazier part is I don't know how many followers the girl had or who she was, but somewhere out there now on an influencer on Instagram's account, there's a picture of them in shit water. And everybody's going to look at the photo and go, wow, that's a great photo, queen. Not knowing.
Women do be posting, man.
All over in the water. And the thing is, she's more right than we are for being concerned. Because she didn't get cryptosporidium, probably, and nobody other than me is the wiser. So really, I feel like she was grinding out there. Anyway, the point of this is that the CDC felt it necessary to tell us which germs are in diarrhea and how quickly diarrhea spreads in a pool. Okay, they did testing. All right.
I'm really enjoying just thinking about how they would possibly go about testing this.
I'll tell you, Giardia, Shigella, and norovirus, as well as E. coli, can all be found in shit, even in properly chlorinated water, even for days. Okay, so if you take a shit in a pool, you can't just fish it out and be like, the chlorine will kill the bacteria. Yeah. It will be there for days. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tiny amounts of poop usually get rinsed off of a swimmer's bottoms as they're in the water. In public pools, water playgrounds, and hot tubs, disinfection of the water and filtration help to kill germs, but certain germs like cryptosporidium can stay alive for days. Many facilities even use more than one filtration system, which doesn't necessarily keep it out. It has been discovered that cryptosporidium can stay in a pool for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and that's with filtration. So if you ever want to, like, really ruin a pool party, take a big shit in that water, okay? And it will be ruined for weeks, okay? They found that at least one part per million of chlorine in a pool, which is the standard amount when you pour that in, one part per million, it can still last for about a week. And get this, diarrhea in a properly filtered pool, I know exactly how they figured this one out, can spread in 20 minutes to the entirety of the pool. So there you go. So this is what the CDC taught me. You know how, like, dudes will be, like, learning how to, like, build bombs using the military manuals, like, turn it back on, right? Well, here's this. Use the CDC manual to tell you precisely how long and strong you're going to fuck up someone's pool party. In 20 minutes, you can neutralize a pool for 2 weeks. Okay? Accelerationists?
Here's the thing. You don't even need to, like, shit in the pool. all you need is a dookie covered toilet roll.
Yeah, like, that's true. You shit in just, that, and then you rub it around in the water in the toilet bowl, and then you chuck it, and then you run really quickly, and you get back in your seat, and you wait.
And then you had Olive Garden.
Yeah,
yeah, I was just about to say, I've heard this somewhere before, have I not?
Yeah.
It all comes full circle.
It sure does.
Where do we go from here?
There's one other thing.
Sorry.
Pete, you okay there? Is that coronavirus still kicking for you?
It's definitely coronavirus.
So, of which, there was a really bizarre tweet. Again, this is from a while ago, but we, you know, again, when did this happen? On a fucking Thursday. Hooray. The second most disappointing day for things to happen other than Wednesday. And who knows why in God's name they tweeted this on the 1st instead of on the 4th when it should have been tweeted. Planning a cookout this year? Catch up on the news. According to the Farm Bureau, the cost of a 4th of July barbecue is down from last year. It's a fact. You must hear hot dog. The Biden economy is working, and that's something we can all relish. So the White House comes out and tweets what I just read to you on the 1st. That's obviously a Pizzagate tweet.
What?
Yeah, I was thinking the same. I retweeted it too, and that was what I insinuated. Yeah.
It's Pizzagate. Listen to this again. Carl, I'll read it to you again. This is the whole tweet from from the White House, the blue check account. And it's full of puns, okay? Puns. Mm-hmm. Pun is shorthand for child sex trafficking passwords. Anyway.
As we all know, yeah.
This is the tweet. Planning a cookout this year? Catch up on the news. According to the Farm Bureau, the cost of a 4th of July BBQ is down from last year. It's a fact you must heard. Mm. Hot dog. The Biden economic plan is working, and that's something we can all relish.
That sucks.
How many dead kids are in that tweet, do you think?
Well, have you been following this thing? Have you been following this thing out of Canada? What, like all this?
Oh, these, the residential schools? Yeah, sure have.
Wait, what is this?
They're going to find a lot more. They're going to find a lot more. So in all serious, if you want some real serious news, residential schools are basically concentration camps that were put together by Canada, operated by the Catholic Church, and then in the United States there were many that were operated by the Catholic Church, among many other churches. In fact, many churches operated these schools, and they were basically concentration camps where they had kids of American Indians kept there, indoctrinated, not allowed to learn their own language or their own history, and taught the history of Canada and taught English and blah, 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 blah. And many, many kids died, whether by corporal punishment or lack of necessity or whatever the case may be, in Kamloops, the first one that they had discovered in this series after they created this truth commission in Canada. In Kamloops, they discovered something like 100 bodies of kids in unmarked graves. And they just found another one I think it was in British Columbia somewhere, and they found 600 unmarked graves of kids. And, First Nations, which is what American Indians, or at least a good group of American Indians, call themselves up there, First Nations, people have been saying this for a long fucking time. And First Nations Commission has estimated it could be anywhere between, I think they said somewhere between 6,000 and 9,000 kids. The Truth Commission expects to find anywhere between 3,000 and 5,000. I have been following that very closely, Pete. Yeah, have you?
I noticed, I think that there, aren't they looking at, now they're starting to look at certain South American countries too?
Well, they were, like in Bolivia. So in Bolivia, I know for a long time, I think it was Pope Francis Pope Francis issued an apology to the Bolivian people over the residential schools for the American Indians in Bolivia. So the point being, they've been looking into that for at least as long as Francis has been, like, early in France. So it's got to be a decade. They've been doing this for a long time. But in Canada, it's all starting to come up now. So, yeah, that's some fucking crazy shit that's going to keep going on. And we're going to hear about a lot more because there were hundreds of these residential schools, hundreds.
Yeah, it's just absolutely insane. And just, oh, sorry, bro.
We're going to, again, America is like sitting on top of a genocide that a lot of people are not ready to talk about. And this is going to be the part where the incontrovertible evidence of that genocide starts to come out. And people are going to have to pick one side or the other of this did happen or this did not. And you're starting to see a lot of, you know, anyway, the fields of combat are growing in that respect about where people are standing on this.
Yeah, it's not to get all serious, but man, this is there's going to be something to watch this. I mean, because I don't know that the American press will cover it the way that they will in Canada and other countries, but if enough noise is made in Canada, you're gonna have a hard time ignoring it here.
Yeah, a lot of noise is being made in Canada. Like what? 7 burnt churches.
Yeah. Well, no one's hardly anyone's reporting on that here. I mean, that's not leading the news.
They don't. I don't think they want to report on that. Would you?
I mean, it's news. I mean, the largest landowner in the world just lost seven of their properties.
You would think that, but I mean, this is the thing. The current dispute is the state at the top. Isn't this always the fucking case? The state at the very top, who created, organized the regimentation of, and procured the Catholic Church as well as many other churches in order to operate the schools. And then you have underneath that American Indians, the victims of the schools, and the clergy operating the schools. And the media is at the very bottom. And tell me if the American media has ever, ever, ever stood on the side of either American Indians or the Catholic Church.
Neither one.
No. And so they're keeping fucking quiet. They don't want to touch either side of this. The fucking church doesn't want to touch it. The Vatican still hasn't said a thing about it. And I do not suspect they will for a long time. But yeah, this is going to be our, this is going to be our moment. Like, I think that I don't know how to describe this, but like, there's things in American history, like the Sullivan expedition, for instance, that none of us were taught about, how George Washington is responsible for committing a genocide systematically. They don't tell us about stuff like this in school. And so now the history lesson is coming out in the form of bodies. And I'm glad you brought it up, because on our show, there isn't really a huge opportunity to talk about the serious stuff, because that's just not what we do. But I like to call shots, and many people have called this one for a long time. I'm 100% saying this is going to bring up a lot of controversy in classrooms and among liberals and conservatives, who are both the real historical revisionists in the first place.
Could I offer some pushback on that?
Yeah, please.
I wouldn't be surprised if this just didn't get covered. I mean, I know that that if you do make enough noise, I guess they kind of have to at some point, but I just don't think there's really a whole lot of political use for Native Americans for anybody.
That's been their problem.
Yeah.
That's been Native America's problems, is that absolutely nobody sees any political value in them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, how much noise has to be made? A lot, because they still have this coronavirus thing. They've got, the vaccines. There just seems to be a lot of noise in the news right now, and I just don't know if there's going to be a whole lot of room for this. Like you said, there's just not a lot of politically expedient parties that are involved.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I mean, the only thing that I could say to counter that is, in Canada, they expect to find thousands. If they start finding thousands, I don't know. In the first place, I don't know how you can't start talking about that in a serious way. And that's not the U.S. And I promise in the U.S. there are, if there's thousands in Canada, there's tens of thousands in the U.S. And so it may not
and there's
be,
gonna
a
be
matter
there's
of...
There's going to be more than that through Mexico. There'll be more than that through Mexico and South America.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
And it probably will get worse the further you go south, essentially. I mean, Mexico down
100%.
Through. 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Anyway, I think you are correct, there may not be any politically expedient parties to benefit from activism on this front. I'm sitting somewhere halfway between what Pete said, it's the news, and what you're saying, and saying, I feel like it's going to have to get covered. And the battle lines are just going to get drawn because the coverage is going to have to happen. I mean, I guess you could say, I don't know, what if they find 10,000? Like, once this starts to really add up to a serious number, are people still not going to talk about it? I don't know. I would be disappointed, I guess. I don't know what else I would feel. Yeah.
People don't talk about Holodomor. People don't talk about the genocide that's going on in Yemen now. I mean, I don't know. It just seems very easy to just kind of gloss over it as long as everybody's on board. You know, I don't know. It just doesn't get covered. The amount of stuff that just doesn't get covered is crazy.
Yeah.
You would have to unearth just absolutely hundreds of thousands of bodies that were tied to very grotesque means, which I don't doubt that they necessarily have. I just don't ever see, there's never really all that much political expediency to anything involving Native Americans. There never has been.
Unfortunately, that's probably
For sure.
The truest diagnosis is that if it was a matter of political expediency to either talk about this or do something about it specifically, it is one of the groups that very few people ever think to rally behind anyway. Mm-hmm. Although I hope that that's not the case. My big fear is that there is going to be church burnings. I'm a Catholic. Obviously, I'm against church burnings. I would be against church burnings if I wasn't a Catholic. I also don't think it's a useful form of getting anything back or fixing any problems. I think most people agree there. My concern is once they actually start really unveiling the mass of death that has been accumulated, whether or not people start talking about it, I don't exactly know what's expected to be done.
Yeah,
That to me is there's going to be a wall that's hit where you go, what can be done? Because Native Americans get things. They aren't left hang out to dry. As far as what is it called when you go to school and you're preferred because of your race? What the hell is that called? Why am I blanking?
Affirmative action.
So they benefit from affirmative action more than any other group. So it's not like they don't get anything to be given. So point is, what exactly would they get more? Because the government can only give them things that the government can print.
Well, okay, I think
that's it. I can't think of what else they could possibly get.
Well, I think that might be part of the concern is that if you're the federal government, you're looking at what more do we give them? Yes. I mean, they're becoming more and more the thing with the Native Americans, if I'm the federal government, is that they already have their own lands. And I mean, it's a tragedy. I mean, how they've been, you know, it's almost like they've. Well, whatever.
It's so
it
much,
has put
dude.
Them in it. It's put them it's, in a very bad so situation, but they already have lands. You're only a hop, skip, and a jump away from autonomy, in some sense. And the federal government's not going to want that. So, I mean, I don't know. That always seems like a big to do to maybe you know. Particularly, I remember when like half of Oklahoma was like talking about like, hey, federal laws don't apply to us.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be great if, unfortunately, the vast majority of reservations are like underneath the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And so they still have a federal government. Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
What I'm thinking is, like, so immediately my mind goes to, in order for this to be a big deal, somebody with like a huge platform would have to, like, you know, make it a crusade, a Joe Rogan or a Tim Pool.
Right.
And then I'm thinking to myself, first of all, Tim Pool's audience is far right, anti-China, fuck the commies. And I don't think they would care. I think they'd just be like, well, fuck them. They're Indians. They're weak. They got killed.
And that is, I think, what Joe Rogan's many right-wingers say.
Just go. All you have to do is go to Scott Horton's appearance on Tim Pool and read the chat. These ignorant fucking pieces of shit who Steve Bannon is their fucking god. And that's Steve Bannon teaches them what China's like. Although I wonder how many I'd love to see his fucking business, his business interests in China right now, because there are many, and he's been hanging out on a boat with a Chinese billionaire for what, 3 years now?
Yes, he has.
Yeah. So, and then if Rogan did it, well, I don't know if Rogan's audience would even care. Because first of all, I don't think the left cares, because it's like Catholic churches. They don't give a fuck. They'll be like, all right, so yeah. I mean, we don't care about those Indians. We don't care about the Catholic Church. So, good riddance on both sides. So I don't know no one in the corporate press is going to pick it up. So unless some elite decides that this needs to be, they can use this in some way to further some agenda. So I don't know that I don't see any way that this actually becomes like huge news across the United States. And is it like this massive outrage, you know, like, I mean, there was a bigger outrage in the 80s over like all the satanic daycare centers that turned out to be completely false.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know, guys. It's something that's got to develop, obviously. This is, I don't know, man, because I see this and I go, the numbers, I don't know. Numbers are the only thing that persuade people, right? And not really numbers, just like, wow, that's a big number. I don't know. I don't know what. Yeah, my big concern is what the hell is going to happen after any acknowledgement is given towards this. Anyway.
Well, right. I think that's that's part of the problem, is that there's no really great solution
What are you going to do?
I mean, beyond like what we would say the entire time, regardless of whether anybody's a Native American or not, is just let people be free. I don't really see, which would no doubt bring a lot of short term pain for a lot of Native American communities, because they're completely dependent. I mean, they're completely dependent on handouts. I mean, I think that's one of those things where it's like, it's hard to get interest in a problem that doesn't have a solution, or nobody's proposed a reasonable looking solution. It's like trying to get people amped about, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I have a good metaphor, but like, just create, you know, a problem for which there's no really easy or proposed solution is just tough.
Yeah, because the only solution that I can think of is disband the National Park Service and give the land to Native Americans.
Right. Or the same kind of thing with the American slaves. It's like allow litigation of private cases of retribution and or allow, you know, recourse to be taken in courts on an individual basis. And then get rid of a shitload of laws like the drug war and stuff like that. I mean, you know, it's the sort of the same sort of shit that we would say for anything, because it is ultimately, we believe, the best long-term solution. Or I guess I don't speak for everybody, but I would assume. But you know, there's no real great, you know, I mean, anytime you're trying to, I don't know, I don't want to liken it to the North Korea situation, but it's probably not all that dissimilar in some sense. You have a people that is entirely dependent on a federal structure for so long that it just becomes, the solutions start to get uglier and uglier.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of intertwined. It would almost be great if it would be possible to start to put some means into those communities to get them to divest from that system under the eyes of the system that they're currently invested in.
Right. Yeah. Which would never happen.
Yeah. What a dark note.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a tough one.
For lighten the time.
And it sucks. I'm not saying it's right.
This is a story that's going to, well, here's the thing. This is a story that's going to keep going.
This is pretty much a blanket statement for the last 500 years on this continent. Don't get your hopes up if you're looking for justice for Native Americans.
Yep.
What did KRS-One say? You'll never have justice on stolen land.
So,
pretty much. Well, that's why we shitpost on the internet, I guess. They can't take that from us. Because they can't take that from us.
That's coming, dude.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's next. Well, Aaron, see, the thing is, Aaron goes down first. When he goes down, we know, all right, we got to really get our act together, because once they come for us, they're coming for everybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there you go. Pete, thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything you'd like to speak about? Any soapboxes you want to get on?
Nah. Just listen to the Free Man Beyond the Wall podcast, and it would make me happy.
Fuck yeah. Go do that. Go do that a million times. You know that I have withdrawal symptoms, Pete. I got withdrawal symptoms.
Well, we'll talk about something then.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we will.
I'm actually reading a Julius Evola book right now.
Oh, well, you can't say that. That makes you a neo-fascist. To ever read a word of something like that would make you a bad person and a neo-fascist. Wow. That's crazy. Wild.
Good stuff. Great writer.
Pete Quinones, fascist! Fascist! Oh, my God. Dude, it is consistently amazing to me how you can provoke the most ridiculous people to want to fight, like, attack you. Like, the most ridiculous people. There's a guy who is plant-based. Plant-based guy came back. Did you see the plant-based guy came back?
He's
back.
People
make their names off of being mad at you.
I don't.
It's ridiculous.
That's the funniest thing.
It's ridiculous.
And all you have to do, my favorite with that guy is, as soon as you like come back at him and like destroy him with a tweet, his next comment is rent free in your head, dude.
Yo, rent free is one of the saddest things that you can say. Rent free. It's like, no, I just 1 second. I'm good. I got a lot of space.
Got a lot of space up here.
Didn't take too long. Yeah, it didn't take too long. It was all good.
A couple hotels on Park Place.
It's like, that's a cheap rent. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
I'm going to be on the toilet a little bit longer. It's good. You know,
yeah, I got time. I like to think that most of your shit posting is quite literally done in the shit posting. Yeah, it's quite literally shit posting. Yeah, very good. Very good. All right, Carr, you got anything? You got anything for us? Any interesting things?
No, I don't think so, man. It's kind of a slow news week when we offer up a Thursday episode to cover everything that happens on Wednesday,
Well, it seems like this is the thing. Now we got to say, after this episode is out, was it a void of nothingness?
Right.
I think the answer is going to unfortunately be no.
No, of course
not. Is going to happen tomorrow. I don't even know what could happen anymore that would be surprising to me, but it's going to happen.
The Native Americans will be given parkland.
5 years. Yeah. Yeah. The entirety of the National Park Service will instantly be dissolved, and auctions will be put up for parcels of lands that Native Americans will get 75% off in. There's some, and we innovated that too. All right. So let's just.
Yeah. So keep that in mind. When the Native Americans take over, keep in mind that we were out here talking about
that. We were out there talking about that. Yeah, man, it's ridiculous. The prices of toilet paper is rising. There's no other news other than we're getting shrinkflation and nothing good is going to happen. That's your news.
Oh, the CDC is coming door to door to tell you about vaccines.
Jesus. You know what somebody will do? If you know what I'm going to do? If somebody knocks on the door and says, did you get the vaccine? I'm going to go, yes, I did. I got 4 of them.
Yeah. You should answer the door with needles hanging out of your arms.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, you want one? I got 5 of them in my freezer.
Yeah.
You want
one?
Yeah.
That's good.
I got the Pfizer right here. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. I don't know, man. We live in fucking Looneyville. And it's really a slow news week, so we'll have to work on that behind the scenes. We'll have to come up with something because it's ridiculous how it's a slow news week and one day in the week is a fast news day. And then by the time we get to the part where we can talk about that news, it's not even news anymore. Then I get hate mail from some guy going by the name of a girl's name, Ashley. That's a girl's name. I'm not talking about Nick Ashley first name Ashley. You have a girl's name. And I'm sorry that news happens on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tell sorry, Ashley buddy. To go fuck himself. Tell Ashley to go fuck himself.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck you, Ashley.
Yeah, fuck you. If I'm going to get needled on my email, I need some backup. I need.
All right, I'll come in.
We need a front.
A united front.
Yeah.
Some kind of union.
Now that our listeners are rebelling against
us. The Maginot Line.
This is ridiculous. All right. How many? Are we hands on the wheel?
With that, Pete, thanks for joining us. Bird, thanks for coming out here and talking about Native Americans. Until next week, we'll keep two hands on the wheel.
Squaw. Okay, there we go.